That is really nice, man.
Yeah.
My palate is getting, you know.
Now.
It gets a little rough sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Some of these.
Different context completely. Ooh. This one is not clear at all. 7.3% ABV. So this is a perfect example of East Coast meets West Coast IPA. Dry hop with Citra, Azaka, Centennial, and Simcoe. So it's citrusy, dank, and pine resininess. It's the beer that put Barrier on the map.
No kidding. Well, it's super dank on the nose, my
goodness.
Yes,
it is.
I'm getting a lot of citrus, like orange, tangerine, grapefruit.
Yep.
What was that old? Do you guys remember that citrus? It's probably all artificial. Five Alive, that old citrus drink.
Yeah.
That's what it just reminded me of.
Ooh, that is nice. A lot of citrus in the flavor too.
Wow,
but
yeah.
That's where I start getting the pininess comes across in the bitterness.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't taste like it smells. Exactly.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's resiny on the palate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Which I guess is that what the East Coast meets West Coast, but I don't know. I don't really get the East Coast part of it because it
maybe
the cloudiness.
I think
and it's a little creamier than a West Coast.
It is creamier.
There you go. Yeah,
it's
there
got
you
that
go.
Hazy mouthfeel.
Yeah,
yeah,
really, not, really soft.
Not like a lactose bomb or anything like that, but just really kind of.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just taking it in because I'm really enjoying it because I love the pininess, like. You know, in the base, so to speak,
is
like in the background,
is the haziness and the I know I'm kind of mincing words here, but is that more East Coast or is it NEPA though?
I think I just affiliate. I mean, now we're all broken, right? I feel like that's just East Coast as a rule, right?
I always felt like a true East Coast IPA though was almost like an English IPA, but just a little more hop forward.
Yep.
You know,
I think those beers have pretty much died.
Yeah. I was gonna say, does anyone even make them anymore?
I know that's kind of what you're saying. That's what I was kind of like. Yeah, I mean, like there was a time when that was what we knew, but now like
Brooklyn IPA, I think was a good example.
Wow. Yeah.
Almost like a British IPA. Very different from what was coming out of California and the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've seen Brooklyn IPA in ages.
Oh, gosh.
Brooklyn, period.
Oh, yeah. Womp. I mean, yeah, I don't know if they're around here at all. Well, we'll be back with more musings on Barrier in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're doing a brewery takeover of Barrier Brewing.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
But what if I am that guy?
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
All right. Fine. What we've been talking about is a takeover from Barrier Brewing in Oceanside, New York.
Oceanside.
You've been looking at the can art on money, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of bling on
there. There's a lot of bling on the can art. It's very golden.
Wow.
What we have been talking about right before the break was Money, their IPA, 7.3% ABV. And so we were talking about what an East Coast IPA
Used to be. In the long ago. In the before yeah. times.
Yeah. And now I guess a New England IPA is classified, is an East is Coast an East IPA? Coast IPA.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's become
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right? And this is a cross between East and West.
And I'm glad, you know, those East Coast, West Coast IPA wars are over.
You know, you're going to go there.
There's a lot of people were getting hurt. A lot of bad feelings. You know, a lot of bad energy going there, you know. And
Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah, dude, you know, but pour one out.
These are my favorite kind of hazies. The ones that still have bitterness. They've got the resin. Yeah. They've got everything I want in an IPA, but I like the mouthfeel of a hazy. Yeah. I just don't like it when they're really sweet or have sweetness. Nothing that reminds me of hops.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way, Kendall, and it's just a big turnoff to me. I mean, I like to kind of the challenge of the, you know, that.
Yeah, it's kind of like I don't want an alcoholic Orange Julius.
Oh my God, exactly.
Well, those have their place.
Except that I love Emperor Julius. Aww.
Well, but you know, like there was a time there where we were all like, dadgum, man, this is really good, you know? And because it had its moment, you know, but it's nice to see things balance out a little bit, you know?
And I'm really enjoying this because the East Coast, you know, for a while, it was all I could get. Loved that juiciness, you know, the orange juice.
Juice bomb.
But now, right, exactly. Hey, Sloop. But now I'm like swinging back to West Coast.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and I guess I'm not ready for like the old Green Flash every day, which, believe me, in its day, I like freaking love that.
Inside
beer.
Of my mouth is burning.
But even even West Coast has evolved. I mean, I was just in San Diego, and they're lighter. You did those big, almost the caramel malt bombs that were super hopped are disappearing.
Backbone,
these were really light, easy drinking IPAs, but still had a huge bitter punch.
I bet you in 20 years those are going to come back around, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I think of the flagship IPA that Firestone Walker still puts out. I mean, to me, that's still kind of a baseline West Coast.
Yeah. Do you know what would be great with this beer? What? Is some good Indian food. Like, I would love you could
soak up some of that heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut right through with the
some
I'm getting hungry now.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Damn. But I'm really enjoying the balance with money.
Yes.
And how balanced. I'm getting my pine.
I love money. Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now, I love money.
Big fan.
Okay, I'm not ashamed
big fan of money.
That I love
big
money. All right. I want more money.
Okay. I like money.
If good old boy Mike is listening, Mike, we all want more money.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get them to send more money.
Please.
Or just send us to Long Island.
Long Island.
I like this.
We'll take care of the rest. Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So what will we rate the money?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to rate this puppy a 4.
That was not what I was expecting. I mean, I just wasn't. I was kind of worried it was going to be like the sweet kind of standard. Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really refreshing.
Just throw a bunch of hops and maybe a little malt and
And right?
You know?
Right. Okay. So let's do a bonus beer.
Yes.
Yes. Bonus beer. And what you guys have in front of you is called Core. It is a, just as the label states, it's tropical, hazy, juicy, beautiful, loaded with more mosaic than any beer they've ever brewed,
yes.
plus an additional onslaught of Simcoe, Centennial, and Brew One. Straight up grown folks juice. Fruity pebbles, bubblegum, citrus, candy, and that sticky, icky finish. And this one is 8.3% ABV.
You know, I never would have realized it was mosaic. I'm sorry, I can't say that.
It was really not. No, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah. Anybody want to suck on a mosaic cone?
I do.
I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm in for that. Let's go.
You know, this is the first time I've actually smelled like candy in a beer.
Candy sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That didn't have lactose.
Right?
Yeah. It kind of does smell like Fruity Pebbles.
It does. Yeah. You know, and it also kind of reminds me, remember like back when we were kids, like all the Willy Wonka brand candies? Mm-hmm. Like this is like from the vintage area of like Gobstoppers
little orange, little tropical.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Nerds! This one's also big and soft, too, so.
I am, too,
like
actually.
A big, soft nerd.
Yeah, that's me.
Softy, yes.
Sparky, you're the youngest and thinnest.
Okay, but in comparison to an East Coast, West Coast mashup, with this just being, you know, a double IPA that's very hazy, how do you rank this in the...
This feels, you know, purely East Coast.
Yeah,
in fact, it's so big, I don't know if I could drink a whole 16 ounce, and I definitely wouldn't want to.
I would get a 10 ounce pour if I was at a bar.
Yep.
Yeah, this would mess me up pretty darn quick.
Yeah. This is starting to get into that big, almost sweet. There's not
almost
enough bitterness
too much
on it.
Yeah.
But it's a good beer. I just wouldn't want a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's, okay. What was it, like 8-9%?
8.3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. This is a meal in a can. Going back to the Wonka stuff, yeah, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So this one, we would rate a 3 for the core. But I think it's because it's really...
I mean, it's just...
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. We got time for another bonus beer quick before the big reveal of the last one. This one is going to be Try the Juice, Juicy Pale Ale. 5.6% ABV. So you can expect a soft, pillowy mouthfeel with waves of tropical oranges, mangoes, and melons combined with a touch of dank and damn. It's a damn good juicy pale.
You know, I just came from synagogue and that's where I tried the juice.
Wow.
I'm going to get the rim shot for that one. Yeah.
You know what you're going to get?
Yeah.
Nothing.
So similar in mouthfeel, similar in flavor to the other one, but because it's a smaller beer, less alcohol,
it's not
a little
as
lighter,
sweet.
It's not as overpowering.
Sweet,
and I like this one better.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Like, there's something going on like about 2/3 of the way through in the...
There's still the fruity pebble kind of flavor, which I actually enjoy, but it's not as sweet. It's not beating me down.
No, you
know? It's a bit sharper.
Yeah, this is. I like this.
This is what the other one should probably be.
Yeah, you know?
Exactly. Sure. Or maybe we could blend them later.
Master blend.
Master.
But okay, so interesting how, you know, we for a while were into those big juicy things, and now we're coming away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now that the numbness has worn off.
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay.
That's what everybody was making.
Yep.
You know, and now
huge.
So many people are making good lagers and kolsches and all these different
they're
things.
They're making more of them.
Well, yeah.
Some of them are good.
Some of them are good, you know. There's more good ones out there,
That's true.
And I think you have to go through rotations as a person and your palate and everything. And so, you know, there for a while, while we were drinking and talking about were sours, you know. And it's like,
That's a really good point.
And it's like now, I honestly struggle to drink sours.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to drink down all my sours in my cellar, and there's some of them, they're drain pours.
I have to emotionally prepare myself.
We're going to get through this together. Come on, just focus.
Deep breath.
Got this.
You know, yeah. But well, I like this beer a lot. I think this is nice. Oh, Tim's here. Well, little Timmy.
Sorry, we have a little visitor that's just going to come and sit
tiny,
with us.
Tiny, tiny little visitor. Well.
Timmy. That's not nice.
Okay, so what are we going to rate the Try the Juice Juicy Pale? Oh,
yeah.
Yes. This one is a 4. This one is really nice.
You should try the juice.
Try the juice.
It's really delicious.
He will try the juice.
He'll do what his mother tells him.
That's exactly right.
Wow. I'm not his mother. I'm just a big sister.
Oh, no.
Big sister.
All right, now it's time, finally.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go, now we are talking about the crowning achievement. This is an imperial stout with maple syrup. 12% ABV.
But I think it's...
Did you say there's maple syrup in this? That might be wrong.
It's barrel aged maple syrup, I think.
Well, I wasn't finished.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry, Chief.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Okay. This is a collab with DiCiccio's and Crown maple syrup. Crowning Achievement is an imperial stout brewed with Crown bourbon barrel aged maple syrup.
Jeez.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So there.
Mm. You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Man, what size pour would you get of this, Mark?
Yeah, 5 ounce.
Yeah.
Now, of note, we poured this at the beginning of the episode so we can let it warm up.
It's in plenty of time.
And that was a good idea because I took a taste as soon as we poured it.
Did you?
Where it was still chilly.
Yeah.
And it was almost harsh.
Yeah,
everything came across. You just got the alcohol, and that was it.
Right.
Yeah.
As it's warmed up, it's mellowed out. It's smooth. It's got a lot smoother. You get a lot more chocolate maple. It's good.
Yeah, it is still burning my gums, but
this would be a good alcoholic breakfast.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yes, it would.
Like some waffles. And you know how there were those beers that were like the maple bacon portery thing that were a little bit too much? This is all I need.
This is a better take on that.
I would love to try this maple syrup, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just want to make some homemade waffles and then use the maple syrup.
Yeah. And
some butter on there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then pound a couple of these.
Yeah, do a
go back to bed.
I can see doing a reduction on this.
Oh damn!
Oh my,
that'd be nice. Yeah, yeah. Going back to bed is the right answer. Yeah, and then waking up for second breakfast, which would be savory.
Yeah,
yeah,
slightly. Okay, but then you could add the bacon.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I'm a bad Jew.
And if you don't like it, you can at least use it later to seal your asphalt with.
That's true. It's multi-purpose. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
You kind of use this as lip balm because it just sort of sticks.
Well, it is
super sticky. I mean, I feel like if this was in glass and we like just tried to look at the legs, it would sit there for like 10 minutes coming down.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. Mm-hmm. However,
it says longer legs than a Swedish volleyball player.
Yeah. I just had like a perfect image of that. That was an incredible analogy. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for just adding value.
Wow.
It took me 48 minutes into the show, but
you got there.
Got there.
And we're done. No, just kidding.
That was my last contribution.
I think that all that's lacking is that we're not having like a major winter blizzard coming through right
to go
now.
With this.
Yeah, if it was not 103 degree real feel, this would be great.
Sure. Okay, that's fair that this may be a little out of season.
Oh, but I'd hang on to it until...
Oh yeah.
This will keep.
This is gorgeous.
Yep. Yep.
You could cellar this beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is only going to get better over time.
Yeah. More mellow.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of booze in that.
Okay, yes, it's a lot of booze, but once it like warms and like that,
oh, it mellows
the thick out. Alcohol, yeah, it for does sure. I mean, in terms of like these crazy stouts, this is nice, and it's, I don't feel a lot of lactose slip to it.
It's not overly complex.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, it's nuanced but not complex. Maybe
I feel like some of them, it's like, oh, I have this like buffet of flavors. It's like the ice cream store, like I'm gonna pull this, scoop this, and this is like just very, you know, dialed in, and you know, you really just, it makes the maple shine.
Yeah So what are we going to rate this beer? Okay. So the Crowning Achievement Imperial Stout with maple syrup, we are going to rate a 4.
Would be 4.5 if you had waffles. I'm just
true. Okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
Okay, so looking at this brewery overall, since we have a minute or two left, I like the diversity. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds like cheesy, but
no.
We celebrate variety.
Yeah. Right. No.
We celebrate diversity.
If this was your neighborhood brewery, I mean, that would be a pretty cool neighborhood to be in.
A lot to choose from.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would gravitate there all the more because they're kind of disproportionately, in a good way,
the classics.
Lagers and pilsners.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. My gosh.
I mean, if they, you know, if they knew how to build a website or respond to emails, I think they would be the perfect brewery.
Ow,
but
man.
I know. I'm still bitter.
No, I get okay. the same
still
way.
Bitter. Okay. I'm still bitter. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you try like a phone with it, like telegraph, like maybe that's like how it works in Long Island.
Maybe. Yeah.
Did you have? Yeah. Did you have to dial in on this one?
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, I used my AOL account.
Wow. Okay.
Hotmail.
Well, I think this was a solid episode, and really happy that we tried these beers.
I'm glad there were no barriers to us doing this episode.
Oh. Okay.
You know what?
Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. Good old boy Kendall, thank you so much for being here.
It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed these beers.
Yes. Please tell us about your blog and all the coolness that you're doing this year.
For 2023, my beautiful wife and I are visiting every brewery in the state of Tennessee. You can follow us at bm3.beer.
Thank you.
Every brewery?
Every.
All but one.
Wow. Reverend Mark, thank you so much for being here today.
It's always a pleasure.
Good old boy Sparky.
Well, I may be just a humble country lawyer. And I'm not familiar with your big city.
His name
radio
is
your show ways.
His name
thank
is
you for having me.
His name is Atticus.
Yeah. Good old boy Dave.
I like this.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time. Thank you.
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.